Thames Water is holding public consultation events on a major infrastructure project that could see treated wastewater released into the Thames near Teddington. The company says it's a vital drought resilience measure. I went to Twickenham, where residents raised tough questions about the scheme.
On a Monday afternoon at York House in Twickenham, locals gathered to review displays and ask about a £500 million plan that could reshape the river for decades. The Teddington Direct River Abstraction Scheme would let Thames Water draw water from the Thames during drought and replace it with treated wastewater from Mogden. Mars Rostron Rudd from Thames Water says the project is trying to get ahead of a looming water supply shortfall.
As for the why on the project, I think that's becoming clearer after every spring and summer that we make our way through. We've just seen one of the hottest and driest springs in over 100 years. We've seen London's population increase by 1 million in the last decade. So we need to act now and make sure that we're giving London enough water in the future.
But not everyone is convinced. Some say the plan is hard to understand. Others are worried about the local impact. Christopher Perry, who lives nearby, is worried about the years of tunnelling and digging.
I just think the construction is going to be quite taxing for all the people in the area, particularly in terms of noise, HGV travelling around the roads, disruption of bus services particularly.
The construction would include shafts, pipelines and a new outfall near Teddington Weir. Thames Water says the wastewater would be treated to a higher standard and only used in dry spells.
To be clear, there'll be no untreated sewage entering the river as part of this project. We will not be able to go ahead with the project unless we meet really tight regulations set by the Environment Agency. So this water will be river ready and it will be safe so that people can continue to use the river as they like to use it today.
The message hasn't reassured everyone. To Sabrina Fuller, who's in the water most weeks, the explanation isn't enough. It's about protecting the health of the river and the wildlife it supports.
We're really concerned for the life of the river. I mean, we have a seal that sort of hangs out on Trolloc Island. And, you know, like, it's really important that this increased sewage discharge doesn't disrupt the plant and aquatic life of the river.
Campaigners from Save Our Land and River, a group opposing the plan, say there are better solutions, like reducing water leakage and boosting sustainable water use.
But actually, we believe fundamentally there are too many weaknesses in this argument and its entirety shouldn't be allowed. There are alternative means. You can get greener, cheaper alternatives.
Thames Water insists the project is safe, legal and necessary, but it acknowledges that trust is an issue.
I think it will take time to rebuild that trust, and I hope that showing that we're here and we're ready to listen to people on this project, and we will update our project based on the feedback that we get.
The consultation runs until the 26th of August. Residents can give feedback online, by post, or at one of the company's events.